You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment.
Talk about your goddamn therapist already. I don't know. You said she's a lesbian or something.
Oh, stop it. I did not say that.
My therapist I'm probably thinking because, like, I think I'm going to a gay therapist and my mind is just like, all therapists are gay.
Oh, no. To you. I don't know. It's not. Anyways.
All therapists are gay.
How about
gay therapist rule? Sorry.
I said a bunch of things about her. All I said was, like,
so this podcast.
Oh my god, what if she looked up my podcast?
Oh my god, who cares? Okay, but anyway, get to the juicy
bits about her. Oh my god.
Okay, who cares? Enough of it. Yeah. Yes, about your new therapist. I want to hear.
I was sitting there, and the therapist asked, it was my first appointment, you know, and so it's like trying to get to know each other, and she's just trying to, like, feel me out, like, get an idea of, like...
And not be embarrassed at all, you know, like, not do anything. You're like...
I don't know, but she asked me what my hobbies are. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm going to sound like a really bad loser, like, if I don't, like, come up with some stuff to say.
You know, on the spot.
Almost like I was on a date or something. I don't know if anybody else feels that way when they go to meet a therapist.
A date with your therapist. Okay.
No, but it was just like I felt like, oh, God, like... You know, I mean, oh, shit, I got to come up with something. Because it's like, you know, what people ask you what you do, you know, like when you're for your hobbies or whatever. And it's like, you know, you don't want to just say, like, well, I watch TV and.
That's a hobby.
Okay, whatever. I was like, oh.
That can be a hobby.
I like list off a couple things. I was like, well, you know, I make candles, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I like to walk my dog, like. Hang out with my dog.
Yep.
I have a podcast. And she was like, oh. Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, like, rock on, like, bitches.
I was like, I do things. Yeah. Like, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, I don't just go to the gym, y'all. Like, I do shit, okay? Like, I do podcasting. I work out.
I wonder if she, like, wrote that down, like, doesn't work out, you know?
Yeah, like, in, like, big capital letters with, like, an underline. Two underlines. Maybe three.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm also, frisky. Like, sitting there, like, thinking, you know, like, well, I can't tell her that I smoke weed, you know? Like, she asked me what I do for fun. I'm like, well, I just get blazed, like, you know? But, like, I'm
blazed,
like,
to the sun.
It's like, so then I still had to, like, you know, and it's like funny because, like, yeah, I usually do get kind of blazed during the podcast too. But, like, you know, that's the thing is, like, you don't have to, like, tell all the details. Like, it's not like when you say, like, I sleep at night, I sleep in pajamas with, like, you know, specific type of sheets. It's just, I sleep.
You know, or a picture of your ex-lover, you know.
Ooh, no pictures of your ex-lover. Fuck, I hate running across those. You know what's really funny? A long time ago, I was on Facebook, and there's, like, you know, like,
oh my god, you're still on Facebook? How old are you?
I said it was a long time ago. There's, like, this picture. You know how, like, everybody's aunt will, like, post a picture of, like, Jesus, and Jesus is, like, looking down on everybody or something.
Well,
like,
all
that?
Of my aunts are Jewish, but I.
But I'm saying, like, aunts post a lot of, like,
Christian
religious
aunts, yes.
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always
mm-hmm.
Karen, like, posting, like, pictures of, like, Jesus and
You
and
don't
things.
Want to admit that it's your aunt, but yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a Aunt Karen, but somebody's Aunt Karen posted a picture of Jesus and looked exactly like my ex. And I was like, ah, like, you know, like, I was like, whoa. And it is really weird. Like, it's like strangely like him, like not like I'm kind of, like, you know, making it up. No, I was like, whoa, like there's like uncanny like things that are like insanely similar.
Yeah. I mean, your ex kind of reminded me of like a character that would have been like in a Western. Okay. Like, he'd be like one of those like dirty like cowboys in rural so Texas. Bad. Yeah.
No, it's really gross. Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
This is my town, and I rule. You want to duel when the sun like, rises?
Doesn't wash his like trousers for like months, years,
decades.
Just like loses everything he has in a card game.
Oh my god! They didn't have cars back then, honey. They had fucking horses.
Anyways, you know,
like,
yeah,
like your Mustang
card game loses everything he has in a card game.
Oh shit! In a fucking poker.
You know, like
poker,
play poker in the saloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got like that weird guy that has like the puffy sleeves, which is usually like the dealer, you know, back in the day, and it has like the clear plastic cap.
Really shabby drinker for being like that type of like Westerner. Like I feel like they can always like shoot a bunch of whiskey and stuff. He couldn't hold his liquor at all.
The reason I bring this up is because like literally, he doesn't remind me of a Jesus-esque type character. That's like what I'm getting at. Like that is just like so out of the blue.
It was a really grungy looking Jesus, you know, like it was like. A Jesus that had maybe done meth is kind of what it looked like to me. Like, maybe meth. Like, I'm not really sure.
Meth? You sure not crack?
I wish
you sure
that
not
I
crack?
Had it to, like,
maybe
show
cocaine.
To you. But I kind of avoid, like, seeing it. But I went through my phone, like, a couple days ago and found, like, all the best memes that I have had, like, over, like, decades.
Yeah,
and,
side note, Carissa has actually saved, like, the ultimate memes of all time, and
there are some that are so fucking funny,
amazing,
like
amazing, absolutely. Oh,
I like the ones that are like you don't laugh, you just go like it's just like, oh my god, like
I am dead inside.
I don't know,
too much.
No, it's like I'll read one and I'm like. Oh god, that's a good joke. Like where I don't even laugh. Like it's just like, ooh, like it's like it felt good instead of like a laugh. Like it was like,
oh
god,
yeah.
That felt good inside.
Oh yeah, definitely felt good inside, especially when it came out. Hey.
So, I don't know. I was just like scanning through like everything and I collected like all my memes. And as I was going through, I realized that I had screenshotted the Jesus that looked like my ex.
The thought of a grungy Jesus, especially with meth, just like reminds me of like an old timey like punk concert, you know, like back in New York, like, you know, back in the 80s, right? And just like that grunge Jesus, like just turning like the water into wine in like the fucking CBGB, you know, whatever the fuck shit. And you're just like, whoa, Jesus fucking turned the water into wine. And then, like, there's, like, that one, like, fucking bully in the back that's like, I don't want wine, I want beer. Because we're in America. And
so
Americans
like,
drink beer.
If he didn't change, if that isn't real, then, like, how did all the wine, like, appear? Like, where did it all come from?
Honey, that is one miracle I hold true that is genuine to the fact because listen, all right, water to wine. Let me tell you something. Water to wine. That is the ultimate miracle. Okay, I love wine. I will drink that shit until the day I die with my charcuterie board.
I can see Jesus becoming very, very, very popular. Like, you know what I mean? Like, holy crap.
He'd be
like
the next Elton John, you know, but I don't know about gay because, you know, Jesus is like all the genders.
Can you see this meme?
When you sneak off to smoke the devil's lettuce and they find you in the trees because you're smoking the devil's lettuce.
Can you tell that it's Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Yeah, that was in that movie that he played, I think, a mentally...
Yeah. Some type of, I don't know if there was an actual diagnosis for that character, but there was something going on there. What is that called? The movie. Do you remember?
Oh my God. Let me go on the Google.
No, I just, okay. When you find out what it is, don't tell me yet. Okay.
Okay.
And then like slowly give me hints. Because I could, like, almost remember what it's called. It came out when I was alive, which I don't think you can say. Like, I feel like I was like freaking like 6 years old when that like Leonardo DiCaprio movie came out. And all I remember is that his mom in the movie was like 400 pounds. And she, I remember like I'd never seen a person like that. And I saw him in the movie and I was like, oh my God, mom. I was like, what is going on here? And she was like, well, she's going to die soon because she's so big. And I was like, well, why doesn't she stop?
Okay. I'll give you a hint.
So you found it?
Yes.
Are you happy about it?
Yes, very.
Look, there's other memes with the same character.
Me watching other companies. Wait, pull the screen up a little more. Give out holiday. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That is dirty to the core. Like, let me tell you, like, that's bad. Okay, so in the cast of this movie was Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was the brother.
Do you want any more
it's
hints?
It's like some like weird like name of like a plant or a flower
fruit.
Or a city. A fruit.
A fruit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a plant. I said a plant, a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like.
It's something we talked about with Jesus turning water. Into wine.
Oh, something about grapes.
Yes. Okay.
Shit, I can't believe you gave me grapes and I still can't remember the name of it.
Okay. What happens when... No, I can't do it because...
Okay, just tell me the freaking name.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, what's eating Gilbert Grape? Oh my gosh.
But you got grape, so that's like one out of four.
Yeah, okay, so. But it is quite long. So like I'm...
We're all about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And... You have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we?
Not that shocked that I forgot it, but like, yeah, What's Eating Gilbert Grape was a movie that I feel like a lot of people weren't ready for when it came out. Like it was like
1993.
Really, really like heavy and dramatic, and like people weren't used to like that type of thing, like going out to the movies on a Friday night. And it was like pumped out like mainstream, like all the other stuff at that time. And I feel like maybe like there was like this movement of kind of like trying to make like movies that were like a little bit more like had a little bit more like drama, you know, because they like wanted more money or like more reaction than like the regular stuff that was out. I don't know, but I just remember, like, it got very, very mixed reviews because it was, like, a movie that would, like, make people, like, really uncomfortable or, like, make people cry or, like, it was, like, stuff that, like, you wouldn't want to think about. Like, you don't want to think about somebody's mom, like, dying and, like, how hard that is and, like, everybody's upset and, like, shit.
No,
like,
and especially, like, with mental illness, that's something that is sometimes very hard for people to swallow. Thinking about this with... What's Eating Gilbert Grape? This reminds me of with Mary Tyler Moore, and I actually just Googled this, when she did Ordinary People. So
yeah, like somebody does like a really dramatic movie.
Yeah, that movie
maybe they maybe it was all about like Johnny Depp and his career. Like they wanted to give him something like really heavy and dramatic, you know?
It's interesting because like if that was the early 90s, that was when he was like in his drug era. Like, that was the drug era of Johnny Depp.
Or it was, like, right before it.
Right before it, yeah. I'm not like, a super, like, Johnny Depp fan. So I'm not, like, 100% literate on every single aspect and angle. But getting back to, like, Ordinary People, do you know that not long after the filming of Ordinary People is when Mary Tyler Moore's, I believe, son committed suicide?
Wow, that's terrible.
It's terrible. And it's like interesting because like she did a film that was kind of around like I don't remember Ordinary People completely. Like I do remember like there was some kind of suicide or death that happened.
I haven't seen any of that stuff. You're the Mary Tyler Moore fan. I
am the Leonardo DiCaprio fan.
No, I actually despise Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my God.
I hate him. I think he's disgusting as a human being.
Oh my God.
And damn. If he was, if he wanted to be on the podcast, my initial reaction is I wouldn't even interview him, even if he wanted to be on it. And then I'm like, wait a second. Actually, it'd be kind of interesting to pick the brain of the person that I think is completely disgusting. Like, I feel like I wouldn't actually turn it down, but I hate him enough to think about being like, go away. He's disgusting. I found it. I found it. Crack Jesus that looks like my ex. Okay, I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I looked for the longest time. It is so weird. You're going to see it and you're going to be like, oh, my God. What it is it's a picture of Jesus smoking a cigarette. And it looks so much like my ex smoking.
Oh, my God. It does.
I saw it. I was like, ah!
This is bad. This is bad. Okay, whoever made this, all right, we got questions for this person.
Did you look at it? Like, does it kind of like freak
with the
you
cigarette?
Out a little
bit? It's like, first of all, Jesus would not have a cigarette. It would be a marijuana joint, okay? Again,
is it a joint
weed
or a cigarette?
Or ganja or some fucking shit. Like, Jesus smokes weed, ladies and gentlemen, all right?
Yeah, it's between
the
two
joint.
Fingers, not
it's a
the
joint, not a fucking cigarette. Come on. Get your history right about Jesus, okay? Makes wine and he smokes weed. Very simple. Clear the pasture. Ready to rise from above.
Rise from above. My mom had this story about this woman that, like, her husband was a pastor and she was like really, really, really busy. And all like these other people from a different church came into town to like visit her church. And she was supposed to like host all of them and like have dinner. And they were all supposed to stay at her house or whatever. And she like got home and she was so completely exhausted that she just like passed out on the couch.
Jesus.
And like 4 hours later when she woke up, she was like, oh no, what am I going to do? I didn't clean the house. I didn't make any food. I didn't get anything ready. All I did was sleep. And she woke up and she looked around and everything was just like perfect. And like everything had been cleaned and there was like a full meal prepared. And the woman claims that it was an angel.
Wow.
Angels came and they cleaned her house.
Okay, I want the
can
number
I get
for those.
The number of this,
please.
I was just thinking, can Jesus just leave some wine in my house? Like,
okay, just a few barrels. All right,
I will
just
put
a few barrels.
Out cases of water. Okay, like,
okay, yeah, just the big Kirkland, you know, Costco water bottles. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm asking.
Like a whole
just
case, like,
yeah, a whole case, two
you know
cases.
Who- How
two
much
cases.
Nicer life would be with just like a couple cases of wine, like every once
oh,
in a while.
Oh my
like,
God.
It's just like,
it would make having a charcuterie board and yet still in poverty so much better.
Yeah. And people just, but I had also learned that like water at that time wasn't always clean enough to drink.
No.
So there's also some like symbolic stuff, or not symbolic, but like I did just like a significance to changing the water into wine that we might not have thought about, where people were just like excited that there was something like clean that they could drink, which like God knows why, the maybe something about the way that it's like fermented or something like makes it clean enough to drink, or I don't really know.
Yeah, it has to do, my dad explained this to me, it's because of the modernization of filtration systems where they're able to remove, gotta check that picture, it is, she's right now literally on my leg, like flat, all the way, talking about Twix, aka the producer of Lost in the Groove and American Groove, and she's being a potato, an actual potato.
She's so cute. I love her, like, short, like, soft hair. Like, how it's, like, bushy.
Oh, she's my little butch. My little
Look
butch.
At this. Mm. I got their peanut butter cups.
Ooh. But they're not Reese's peanut butter cups.
No, this is called Unreal. I don't know, but they're dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Oh.
And they're like non-GMO and like all fancy. Like
dark chocolate is another level. Fair
trade certified. And I guess they're vegan, which like how did they make that dark chocolate like that vegan? I mean, they are just damn good. And
hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say if you've been enjoying the podcast, enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing, someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode.
Like, the sugar's just like a natural, like, organic cane sugar. They use like a palm oil, peanut flour. It's just like, I'm like, what? Like,
I know.
They are so tasty. Like, I have eaten like a trillion of them. The only thing is that they're significantly smaller than a Reese's peanut butter cup, but still get 5 out of 5 stars, dude, even if they're little.
All right. So you got to check them out. Check out the Unreal Reese's. Catch Reese's peanut butter cups.
I told you about the thing that I do where I get like food where I used to. And then I just did it this month. I get like food delivered. There's this like food delivery place called like Imperfect Produce, but they also do like Misfit Market. And so there's like this like online website where basically it's kind of like overstock or things that like
for food.
there was like a misprint or you know or they just like are trying to get their name out and so they like mark stuff off or like it's really interesting like you can just get all these different products that are kind of just like at a lower price and I mean you could never get a low price on like a bunch of like vegan like all natural stuff so it's kind of neat. And then you can get, like, all your produce mailed to you, too. The thing is, they'll charge you $7 for shipping. But if you order $75 worth of groceries, which is a lot of stuff with them, it'll ship to you for free. So you can just get all that food to your house.
All of this wonderful wisdom just goes to show that with the insane prices at the grocery store, there's still a way to get some awesome food. At a really, really good price. I mean, we're totally not sponsored by them, but like, this is definitely a solution, right?
I've been really busy. And like, the way they have it set up, it'll mail it to you once a week. And I was like, no, like, but I do need snacky stuff like once a month, you know? Like, they'll kind of narrow stuff down and then I'll pick AKA from it.
Munchies.
Yeah, I do. I need the munchies. And I kind of like, for me, like I want to chow on like some serious like sugar and like some chocolate and like some shit. That, like I want like sweet yumminess and like it's good to be eating something that's a little bit on the healthier side if I'm going to be just like, because like I said, I finished the whole freaking bag, like, you know, so I was like, I will eat the whole pint.
You remember how we did the last episode with the cheesecake? Just going to throw this out there.
Every episode ends with me talking about food now.
You're going to
throw what out there?
No, I'm going to throw it out there. Like, does anybody, because I'm very familiar with like Reese's peanut butter cups are my favorite.
Yeah. But
are there other versions of peanut butter cups that we're not familiar with? Like, for example, now I'm introduced to Unreal, which I haven't tried, and I will definitely try it to see how it tastes. But what is the ultimate peanut butter cup?
There's like a couple other brands too that I've seen. Like there's that one brand that makes all the almond butter ones. I can't remember the name of them.
Almond butter? You mean Kind Bars?
No. There's one. And then there's another brand that's doing like a peanut butter cup, but it's with like a sunflower peanut butter. So you can get like the peanut butter cups, but with almond butter.
It's funny because we've talked about peanut butter before, and let me say this again. We are peanut butter maniacs, okay? peanut butter the world, chocolate my soul, because that is all I need to survive.
It's Justin's. You've seen them.
Yeah, but
I like those.
I like them too, but they're in plastic.
What, the package?
Yeah. When I buy peanut butter, I buy it in glass jars because they last a lot longer.
Oh, no, but I'm saying they make peanut butter cups.
They do? Where?
Yeah. I'm like, how do I send this?
My mind is like, first of all, I'm high as fuck, but my mind is just like, because all I've known is Reese's peanut butter. Like, you have to understand, like, all I have known my whole life is Reese's peanut butter cups. And now it's like, and that sounds like fucking stupid, but like, I never thought there was anything else besides that, to be honest.
Yeah. I'll send you the link and you'll be like, oh, I've seen that before. Oh my God, look at that link. It's like huge. You see that?
Whoa, yeah. Like there's paragraphs in this link. Like if this would be an essay, I would believe it.
Oh God, thanks for copy paste.
219. Wow, 1.4 ounces. I don't know what the fuck that means. Wow, dark chocolate.
Yeah. That's what's Ooh. Up. Is like, I don't know that I've ever really found the Reese's peanut butter cups in the dark chocolate.
I don't think they make them in dark chocolate. I think it's only milk chocolate.
And that's why I like these other brands, like they'll do the dark chocolate and I'm like freaking out.
I know, because you like
I've gone to like a chocolate store too, and they like make like a peanut butter cup, you know? Never tried to make my own peanut butter cups.
I wouldn't recommend it. You know what? Be bougie and go out and buy your own. To be honest, it's like
I've made fudge, but I've never like tried to just like make chocolate, you know?
Yeah. Wait, there is. Hold on.
There is
a dark Reese's chocolate peanut butter cups. They do exist. You can buy them on Hershey.com. They are available.
Oh, so they're a Hershey thing, eh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Reese's is part of Hershey. It's the same company.
So when you go to Hersheyville, is it like, ooh, they have peanut butter cups there?
Oh my God, I got to send this to you. There's an organic dark chocolate peanut butter cup that are Reese's and they're available on Amazon. Okay.
Do you really only like peanut butter that comes out of a glass jar?
Yeah.
So you don't eat Skippy?
I used to. Come
on. I used to love that Skippy, like nutty.
Look how small that link is, okay, compared to the one that you sent me. Like, that, the one you sent me was paragraphs.
I like the crunchy, you know, like the stuff that's like super chunky, like peanut butter. Like, it's just like, oh my God. And when I was a kid, like, no, but like now. I also love it when the peanut butter is like so like naturally made that like you almost gotta like mix it up because it like separated, you know?
Okay. Oh. I'm sending you also the link to this one.
I still remember one time I went to Humboldt, California, and I went into this like little local grocery store that was just like so quaint and cute and like in this little like mountain town, and they had this local peanut butter, and like I bought that little jar of local peanut butter and I would like mm-hmm. mix it up with my knife before I made my peanut butter sandwiches for like my hikes, and that peanut butter was to die for. It was so chunky and real.
The like love.
Some hippie made that freaking peanut butter.
I know. Okay. Preserves. Mm. I love preserves, specifically when it's done.
Yeah, that's art too.
Oh my God. That gelatin, like natural gelatinous, fruity flavor. I don't fucking care that there's three pounds of sugar in there. Who cares? What I care about is that preserves on a PB&J. And you know what's crazy, actually? I found out that in the UK, they are not familiar with PB&J.
That is weird.
Yes.
They don't even know about it?
No, they know about it. So,
but they don't do it.
No. I told Paul today, I'm like, dude, you have to try it. Like, this will change your life for the better. This is how you make your life better, is you discover PB&J.
It's okay. It's just like,
whoa, after, what do you mean it's okay? Hold on. Hold the brakes. Good.
It just sticks all over my mouth, and then I have to like drink so much to like wash it down.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's like,
it's an experience.
I can't eat it with a dry mouth. I feel like,
yes,
my parents made PB&J a lot. I feel like you gotta like change it up. Like, you can't always use the same jelly, you know, like, unless you like love it that way. But
I got a different one this time.
I cannot believe that Reese's makes organic dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
I know, right? But they're $5.31, which means they're more expensive than the Justin ones. I know. It's a lot.
Oh my god, are they even good? And wait, how many are they sending you?
I think it's just two.
$3.70 for two?
No, this is just for one. One is $5.31.
But there's two cups inside of there, right?
Yeah, so you get two. So they're like $2 a piece.
Look at this.
Down here, you can get like six of them for $6. So that's like 50 cents a cup.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, well, it has been fun to talk about peanut butter and Jesus. And Jesus looking like our ex. But it went there. It definitely, just like it goes up the butt, you know, you don't expect it, but once it's there, you're like, okay, whoa, it's intense. So, okay. You know what to do to find American Groove? Go on Instagram at American Groove Pod. And we actually do have a playlist on our YouTube channel for American Groove if you want to check out all of the videos and shorts. And if you want to check out more of the podcast, you can find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Lost in the Groove Pod. So, with that, what do we do? Tell these cocksuckers we're leaving?
Peace, motherfucker.
Peace, motherfuckers. Jesus fucking Christ.